Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. Mishnah Vav says, Chatika shel chelev v'chatika shel kodesh. So there's two pieces of meat lying in front of someone. One of them is forbidden fat, and one of them is sanctified meat. Achal es achas mehen, v'ein yodua eze mehen achal. So now the person ate one of them, and he doesn't know which one he ate. Mevi asham taloi. He brings a doubtful guilt offering, because he knows he committed a sin, but he doesn't know what sin he committed. Achal es hashnia. But if he ate the second piece of meat, mevi chatas va'asham vadai. Then he brings a chatas and a definite guilt offering. The chatas, the sin offering, is for eating chelev, and the asham vadai, the guilt offering, is for eating kodesh, sanctified meat. So they have different penalties under normal circumstances, and here he knows he ate them both. Achal echad es harishona, uba acher v'achal es hashnia. If one person ate the first piece of meat, and another person came along and ate the second piece of meat, ze mevi asham taloi, then this person brings a conditional guilt offering, v'zem mevi asham taloi, and that person also brings a conditional guilt offering. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, shnehem mevi'en chatas v'asham. Rabbi Shimon says that jointly the two of them bring a sin offering and a guilt offering. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, ein shnei mevi'en chatas v'asham. He says, no, two people cannot jointly bring these sacrifices. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Chatika shel chelev v'chatika shel kodesh. So there's a piece of forbidden fat, and there's a piece of sanctified meat. Mevi asham taloi. If he eats one of them, he brings a conditional guilt offering. Afilu l'rabanan da'amre ein mevi'en asham taloi al safek me'ilos. This is even according to the Chachamim, who say that one would not bring a conditional guilt offering if there's a doubtful case of misappropriation of temple property. Hachamodu d'chayev. Here they agree that he would have to bring such a sacrifice, mishum chatika shel chelev, because there is also the piece of forbidden fat involved. Mevi chatas v'asham vadai. If he eats the second piece, then he has to bring a sin offering and a guilt offering. Ahachaticha shel chelev, for the piece of forbidden fat, mevi chatas, the penalty for that is a sin offering. V'al basar shel kodesh, and for the misappropriation of the meat that belongs to the temple, asham vadai, he would bring a guilt offering. So these are two sacrifices for the two sins that he definitely did. Chatas va'asham, let them jointly bring a sin offering and a guilt offering. Beshutfus, as partners. Umasna, and they should make a condition. Im ani achalti chelev v'ata kodesh. If I ate the forbidden fat and you ate the sanctified meat, yehei chelki ba'asham mochel lecha, then I give you my portion of the guilt offering. V'kelkecha b'chatas mochel li, and you give me your portion in the sin offering. V'im ani achalti kodesh v'ata chelev, and if I ate the sanctified meat and you ate the forbidden fat, yehei chelki b'chatas mochel lecha, then I give you my share in the sin offering, v'chelkecha ba'asham mochel li, and you give me your share in the guilt offering. So each one makes a condition that whatever is the case, they grant the other person their share in that sacrifice. But Rabbi Yossi says, as he has before, Ein shnayim mevi'en chatas va'asham, two people cannot jointly bring these sacrifices, b'shutfus, as partners. Elazem mevi asham taloi, but rather this person brings a conditional guilt offering. Bezem mevi asham taloi, and that person brings a conditional guilt offering. V'hainu tanakama, and that ends up being the same as the first opinion in the Mishnah. V'hokamash malan, so we see from this, to tanakama, hu Rabbi Yossi, v'halacha kamoso. So we see, as we did before, that the first speaker in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha follows him. Mishnah Zion. Chatika shel chelev v'chatika shel chelev kodesh. So we have two pieces of meat. One of them is forbidden fat, and the other one is both forbidden fat and sanctified. So it's sanctified forbidden fat. So he eats one of these pieces. Achal es achas mehen. Ve'ein yodua eze mehen achal. So he ate a piece of meat. He doesn't know if it's chelev or if it's both chelev and kodesh, but it was definitely chelev, so he knows that much. So in such a case, mevi chatas, he brings a sin offering, which would you normally do if one ate forbidden fat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, mevi asham taloi, he brings a conditional guilt offering. Achalas hashnia, if he ate the second piece. So now he definitely ate two pieces of chalev, one of which was also sanctified. Then he brings two sin offerings, one for each chalev, and also a guilt offering, because he ate the temple property. If one person ate one piece of meat and someone else came along and ate the second piece of meat, so this opinion says that each one would bring a sin offering because each one definitely ate chalev. We don't know who ate the kodesh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva says each one has to bring a conditional guilt offering because of the kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Zechatas v'zechatas, u'shnehem mevi'in asham echad. Rabbi Shimon says each one brings his own sin offering because each one definitely ate the chalev, and jointly they would bring a single guilt offering because one of them, we don't know who, ate the sacrificial sanctified meat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein shnayim mevi'in asham echad. And again, as per his usual position, Rabbi Yossi says two people cannot jointly bring the guilt offering. Back in the Bart Neuro. Chatika shel chelev, v'chatika shel chelev kodesh, two pieces of meat, one's forbidden fat, the other one is both forbidden fat and sanctified. Mevi chatas, one would bring a sin offering. To be manav shah chelev achol, because no matter how you slice it, he ate a piece of forbidden fat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that he has to bring a conditional guilt offering. Af asham taloi im hachatas. He has to bring also a conditional guilt offering. That's in addition to a chatas. He certainly ate chalev and has to bring a chatas. So he has to bring the asham taloi also mishum safik me'ilos, because of the question of whether or not he misappropriated temporal property. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva. Now let's say that he ate both pieces, maybe shtei chatos, then he would bring two sin offerings because he ate two pieces of chalev. V'hu she'achlin b'shtei halamos, but that's only if he ate them in two states of unawareness. She'im lo ha'yisa sham yediyah b'ntayim, eno chayev ela achas. But if he had no point of clarity in between eating the two of them, then he would only bring one sin offering. So if he eats multiple pieces of chalev in one state of unawareness, he only brings one chatas. Zemivi asham toloi, each one would bring his own guilt offering. Musof al hachatas, shutzarech lahavi mishum ochel chalev. That's in addition to the sin offering that he has to bring because he ate forbidden fat. Mivi asham toloi mishum safik meilos. He would also bring a guilt offering because of this doubt of whether or not he misappropriated temple property. Shnehem mevi'in asham echad. So the suggestion was given that they should jointly bring one guilt offering, b'shutfus u'masnin, let them do it as partners and make a condition as we discussed in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer, but Rabbi Huda says that two people cannot jointly bring a sacrifice, v'tanakama Rabbi Yossi hu, the first speaker in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, v'halacha kamoso, and the halacha follows him. Okay, that is the end of the Mishnah. Join us tomorrow and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Vav.